I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to your locally produced classical music hour of note on KUIF Public Radio. Piano virtuoso Joel Fan is on a mission to unite the world via music. He was this year's guest performer at the Arkansas State Music Teachers Association's annual conference. And when he was in town, he stopped by to talk to me about his mission and to play a few pieces on the Steinway in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Let's hear from Joel Fan and his mission to unite through music.
Well, I've definitely always, as a musician and as a pianist, my goal has always been to explore boundaries and even break them. And what that means for me is you know, either exploring boundaries of different styles of music or different cultures or even contemporary composition as well. And what I like to do is combine that with traditional works, like the staples of the repertoire for a pianist. I would like to play for you, actually. It's one of the pieces from my very first album called World Keys. And World Keys was an album that all about taking 10 different composers from 10 countries around the world. And I did a lot of research for this album. I found a work at the Library of Congress. It was called La Nuit du Destin, which means The Night of Destiny, and it's by a Syrian composer named Diyosukari. And now when I play this piece for audiences, it's very interesting because, you know, Syria is such a, there's so much violence in Syria right now, and yet there's this beautiful piece of music that is written by someone of that culture. And it just goes to show you that, you know, music can really hopefully bring the world closer together. So that's sort of my goal in playing this piece. Now, the other thing I'd like to point out about this work is that it's based on a Middle Eastern style of composition called taksim, and there's a point in the middle where I start improvising in this style, and so it's sort of very unique for really a Western-trained pianist to be doing that.
Pianist Joel Fan in the Furman Garner Performance Studio, all about the Syrian piece from Diyosukari, La Nuit du Destin. Let's hear his performance on the Steinway from the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Thank you.
on the Steinway here in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUIF Public Radio. That's pianist Joel Fan performing a Syrian piece from Diaz Ucaray called La Nuit du Destin. I'm Katie Henriksen. This is Of Note on KUIF.
Elite colleges are enticing to high school seniors, but when they're college seniors?
I'm getting ready to graduate, so that's really starting to creep up on me in terms of my mindset and looking towards jobs and how I'm going to pay that off.
We talk with students and their families about the value of going private later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Catch that story and more coming up from 3 to 6 p.m. here on KUAF Public Radio. The Midtown Music Showcase taking place at the Evelyn Hill Shopping Center in Fayetteville is this Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. This music showcase features Cuddy Rye and Rochelle Bradshaw and the Hypnotion. Food, games, and more will be available. Proceeds benefit the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust. Facebook.com/Midtown Music Showcase for more information. I'm Katie Henriksen, a very special guest on today's Of Note here on KUIF Public Radio. That's pianist Joel Fan. We just heard him perform on the Steinway. He'll play another piece, a little more about what he does with his programming. Juxtapositions are important to him.
What I do in my programs is I try to, again, juxtapose things that typically wouldn't go together in order to kind of provoke my audiences. So after that, I'll be playing for you actually a piece from China. And there's also an interesting story here, too. I've been touring China a lot. And China is the world's fastest growing market for classical music. And it's actually the world's fastest growing market for pianos. In fact, I think one reason why Steinway is really big in China is because, you know, they like the brands out there. And there's a growing country that's becoming wealthy, and they're buying pianos as status symbols. So you have all these halls and you have all these pianos, and but you don't really have pianists necessarily who are going out there and playing that much. I mean, actually you do, but it's there's like a real need for pianists to go to China and tour. And so what I've discovered is that the kind of program that will really capture and enrapture a Chinese audience is different from one for a Western audience. So I've actually been putting together programs. I'm actually playing a concert at the Kennedy Center in a few weeks, and it's a program I call From China with Love. And this is a program of all pieces that work in China if you're a solo piano recitalist and is completely unknown here. And so I'm playing a work by a composer named Pei Zun Chen, and it's a beautiful piece called Autumn Moon. It's only 4 minutes long, and it really reminds me of Ravel, you know, one of those beautiful water pieces that Ravel would write.
Pianist Joel Fan in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Let's now hear him performing Autumn Moon. He's performing on the Steinway here in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUIF Public Radio.
Thank you.
That's Joel Fan performing on the Steinway here in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUIF Public Radio. The piece is Autumn Moon. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note on KUIF. Well, Joel Fan was very generous with his time. We had a great conversation. I'm always excited to bring you in-studio performances. Don't forget that you can find archives of those in-studio performances on our website at KUIF.com. Now, it takes a little bit of time for me to put those together for the web, so sometimes when you hear me on the air with those, they're not ready until a few hours later, so check back at KYF.com. Joel Fan has many missions, including uniting people through music. He also has a mission to innovate. Let's hear more about that.
Well, I feel that there's a lot of room for innovation in music, and I know that there are a lot of innovative artists out there who are all trying to extend the boundary of art in their own way. And as a solo pianist and a solo recitalist, the way I can do that is through my repertoire choices. When I choose repertoire that is very well known, like, for example, I'm playing at Ravinia Festival in Chicago. I'm playing two sonatas, a Gina Stera sonata and Liszt sonata, but in the middle I'm putting in pieces from China. So these are pieces which are bounded together by the virtuosity, by tone color, by rhythm, but then they're very disparate culturally, right? You have South American, you have Chinese, and then you have, of course, just the greatest, one of the greatest piano sonatas ever written in the Liszt sonata. So that's a sort of a typical program I like to try to put together. And I've also have a deep affinity for contemporary music and music being written today by living composers. And that's also something that's really important for me to see that as a pianist that I'm playing music that maybe 100 years from now might be considered, you know, classic music or 200 years from now. So at the same time, you know, I was, you know, really fortunate. I studied with some of the greatest pianists of all time, like Leon Fleischer at Peabody Conservatory. And I like to try to bring some of my training and what I've learned about Brahms and Beethoven and Rachmaninoff, you know, into my programs. And so it's all a way of creating programs that will really pique my audience's interest and keep them on the edge of their seats, yet giving them cornerstones of repertoire to hang on to and also bending their ear just enough that they want to come back for more.
You've mentioned so many places you're going to be playing. You tour a lot and play live a lot. You have recordings. Tell us, highlight maybe your most recent recording and what you explore on that recording.
Oh, my most recent recording is on the Reference Recordings label, which is a wonderful label. It's called Dances for Piano and Orchestra. And this is actually a concerto album. But what's so interesting is that each of the concertos is a dance work. And if you think about the concept of dance and music, you know, it's almost like what came first, right? Music or dance? Probably music came first, because in order to have a beat, you need to have a beat to dance to it. But dance probably came around the same time. And so it was really interesting to explore dance music that's been written for the piano and orchestra combination. So these are really like mini concertos. They're all super virtuosic. They all require like mounds of technique and just concentration. And yet they're all danceable. And so I have, you know, the very highlights of the album include, like, you know, the Gottschalk Grand Tarantella, which was actually choreographed by George Balanchine into a, you know, one of his famous pas de deux. It's very crazy dance that's done. And that's a Gottschalk, and that's like track 6 on the album. And then I also have the Chopin Krakowiak. And the Krakowiak is actually one of the Polish national dances. This is like a 15-minute romp, like up and down the keyboard. Chopin, you know, really kind of in his early prime. I think he was 20 when he wrote the piece, and he was really just, you know, showing everybody what he could do on the piano. But it's completely unknown and, you know, rarely recorded. So, you know, it was really great to put that on the album too. And so overall, I have, you know, 7 of these works. There's another piece is a piece by Liszt called The Polonaise Fantasy. The Polonaise now being a, you know, again, another Polish dance. And actually it was written by Weber first, and Liszt created this super monster piano transcription, which is a lot of octaves and all the kind of Liszt stuff. And so that's on the album as well. So it's overall, it's super, super fun. And, you know, you can find it on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify.
Thanks so much for coming in and talking about your music and playing here in the studio. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Katie. Yeah, and for anyone who's interested, I'd love to refer you to my website. It's just joelfanmusic.com. And you can find me also on Facebook at joelfanmusic.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.